This is Cruise Control.
Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson.
Control.
Everything you need to know about new and used cars.
Control.
Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air.
On the air.
Control.
Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Cruise Control.
Because you're on
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
Cruise Control.
And welcome to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are glad you are buckled up and along for the ride. Les, don't be putting the listeners in the kid's seat in the back. I'm sorry. That's not proper.
Well, but they can't sit up here with us.
That's true. Although we do have our garbage bag airbags that would protect them, but they're inflated all the time, so it kind of makes it hard to see out of the cruise control van, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like driving a marshmallow.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, maybe we'll make our tires out of something different in the meantime, but I will explain that in a moment. Turns out May was not kind to the automotive industry sales-wise, but there was one brand that fared rather well, and we'll tell you what brand that was.
That's true, and Land Rover brings what could be a landmark lawsuit against a Chinese copycat.
Yeah, it's called the Land Wind.
Yes, good luck on that.
Yeah, very good luck on that. We'll talk about that. And is Buick getting ready to reveal a new station wagon? And they're calling it a station wagon.
I hope they call it Invicta.
That was a great name.
I love that name. Anyway, we're going to talk tech, too, because we do it so well. This time, they may drive you crazy, but one manufacturer says dandelions are a key to future mobility.
That's
okay.
Right. You run after them and try to pull them out of your lawn. That's your mobility.
You use your sneeze as a propulsion system.
Mm-hmm. Plus, if you got cars, you got to find a place to park them. And we have two stories about that. One is a completely automated garage. And the other story, well, it may make some of our listeners very, very mad.
Ah. Is it going to make me mad?
No, but I think you would be careful to laugh about it because you may get in trouble. I should be, too. all that. And a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Just briefly, Les, what did you think of Top Gear? The premiere, of course, happening on Monday night.
Well, you know, for a first show, I thought it was okay. Clearly, they need to set a rhythm as hosts. The stunts they did, I think, were in keeping with the old days. Nothing, no surprises, no disappointments, really.
Mm.
I think that Chris Evans talks a little bit too fast.
Mm. We talk about that for sure. After the break on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We'll be right back. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control. Les Jackson here, Fred Staub over there.
Yep.
And how do you like me so far? Well, anyway.
Who are you, Mayor Koch in New York? Didn't he used to say that? How am I doing?
I think he did, yeah. But in fact, we are going to talk about car sales around the country, because turns out May was sort of disappointing.
Yeah. Overall sales drop about 6.1%. GM, Toyota, Honda, Ford, Nissan all fell. But one company did very well thanks to one of their strong brands, and that is FCA, Jeep.
Yeah.
Jeep did very well.
They certainly need it. So that's just good. Good for them.
Yeah.
I was talking with the Toyota folks yesterday. They're down almost 10%.
Wow. What do they attribute it to? What do they
say?
Well,
they don't want to talk about it. You have to remember, I'm in Washington, so I encounter Beltway speak, which is a different language.
Yes.
From everywhere else.
Right. Well, the volume was off about 6.1%, down $1.5 million, and it is the biggest monthly sales drop in nearly 6 years. Now, remember, there's still a lot of old cars out there that people are driving around, so you would think the market is primed for sales. However, I read an article this week about the fact that the average car price is just too high for people. They just cannot spend $33,000 on a car. They don't have the money to do it. And that's why they're not buying. They're just not buying the cars.
Well, yeah. I think one of the big problems, of course, is that people are just spending their money on other things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the car loans are that expensive. I've seen them as low as 4%.
It's just probably the amount or the down payment required.
Yeah,
I guess.
You know, with the average transaction price at $33,000, that's 4-year loan. That's it's like $400 to $500 a month.
Yeah. So people just don't have the money for that, and you know, this is a real concern for manufacturers. I mean, what can they do? They can't. They have to add a lot of technology for safety and emissions and all that. And people want well-equipped cars. They don't want the crank window car with the rubber floor mats anymore. They have all these requirements to make them safer, make them cleaner, and that costs money. And they've got to pass that along.
Well, you're right. And of course, we also have the buying public's tremendous impatient and entitlement issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look at Kelley Blue Book, there's been a jump of more than 3% year to year in the new car transaction price. And of course, the greatest strength is in trucks, utilities, Toyota, Volkswagen. They're of the brands that have gone up the most. And they say that transaction price has been pushed up primarily because of the demand for SUVs and trucks. Manufacturers love these because these are the profit machines, aren't they?
Well, exactly. That's big profit. But again, you know, the buying public, that's what they want.
Right. Exactly.
Buying public doesn't want to buy a Mazda 3, for instance.
No.
We need to put the dog and the bike and everything else.
I need that high sitting position. Everyone wants that and likes to sit up high. And, of course, hence, that's where the CUV came out, less expensive SUVs. At least they're not buying huge body-on-frame vehicles and having one person sit in the driver's seat and drive them around. That just doesn't make sense. I think that trend has come to an end for sure.
I think so. And now look at General Motors. They said that tight inventories and the difference in selling days and their retreat from rental fleets was responsible for their 18% drop.
Wow. You know, if you're an executive, you get called in about that one, don't you?
Yeah.
It will be interesting to see what happens going forward now, because there's a lot of new product coming out. As I said, The average age of a car is about 11 years old. So let's see what happens when we get into October, November, that type of thing. We'll have to be watching it on Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. When we come back, an interesting lawsuit. We may see a lot more of these. Land Rover sues a copycat. We'll talk about that when we get back. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CruiseControlRad. Cruise Control Rad. You got a great
car. Cruise Control.
Back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine. We are Fred Staub and Les Jackson. And don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. All there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Matter of fact, I was just doing a little tweeting during the break, and we were talking about the topic that's coming up right now, and that is a copycat, the Evoque, which is a very, very, well, I would say very, not polarizing, but very definite design and style of a vehicle. Of course, it's got that backward sloping roof. It's sold by Land Rover. It says Range Rover on the front. And a company called Land Wind, or with a model, they call the model Land Wind, basically copied it nut for bolt, didn't they?
They did. And this, of course, is not anything new. The Chinese have been copying things, you know, case in point, Rolex watches. In fact, everything in fashion, they've copied, you know, it looks identical.
Yeah.
And they're copying vehicles. Mm-hmm. They copy airplanes. They copy everything. And now they're typically just sold in China.
Mm-hmm.
And
right now.
Well, but see, I think they're smart enough not to try to sell them elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, while they're in China, they're basically untouchable. But Land Rover says, hey, we're filing a lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, this has been going on for a while. We've talked about this on Cruise Control Radio. Remember, there was a almost exact copy of an F-150, except it had a 1.3-liter gas engine in it.
That's right.
That would be a surprise, wouldn't it, when you open the hood?
Quite a surprise.
Yeah. And the model they're suing against is this Land Wind X7. What is that? The Jiangling Motor Company?
Jiangling, yeah.
Jiangling.
That's as close as I can think of it, yeah.
But you look at the vehicle, it definitely looks like an Evoque, doesn't it?
Well, that's what they're good at.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? I mean, what will happen to this in the Chinese courts?
I think nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese have historically just said, well, we don't care. You know, sue us. You're not going to win in our courts.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Land Rover will accomplish here is getting some kind of a court action in the world court that would prevent them from selling this thing anywhere but China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if you're a buyer in China,
mm-hmm.
and you buy the Land Wing Wind X7,
uh-huh.
and I'm your buddy down the street in China, and I buy the Land Rover Evoque,
mm-hmm.
I think very quickly you're going to come to me and say, well, you know, mine looks like yours, but it doesn't run.
That's right.
And it rusts away.
That's right. That's right. There have been Chinese copycats of Fords, Volkswagens, Cadillacs, BMW, Mini, and others. And this was from an article in Reuters. They basically feel that the manufacturers feel that there's such a home field advantage. None have sued so far in local courts. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what happens. I think they are raising awareness by doing this suit, though, and I think that's good. Don't you?
Well, yes. And, you know, the big thing that I'm not so concerned with this as much as I am with the fake automotive part.
Oh, yeah, that's a huge
Chinese. I've got right here in my office, I've got that one of the government agencies gave to me. I have a Purolator oil filter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Purolator oil filter. I mean, if you went to a store and bought this, you couldn't possibly tell
right
that it's not really a Purolator oil filter.
Right.
But it's cut open. It's a Chinese copy.
Uh-huh. And nothing's inside.
Inside basically is just a kind of a balled up, like somebody took it in their hands, balled up wad of Bounty paper towels.
Wow.
That's it.
And there's no way to know.
No way to know.
Yeah. You look at the packaging. Maybe you buy it from a reputable store. And there you go. And you can get engine damage from it.
Or, well, and you get fake, you got to be very careful when you buy fake brake rotors and brake pads.
Mm-hmm.
These things will shatter or not stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Not a good
very,
situation.
Very, very serious problem.
Yeah, yeah. I remember being at a trade show where it was Stant gas caps or Stant radiator caps. And I was standing there and the guy said, "We're going to go downstairs because there's a guy down there selling our product, knockoff." He said, "Everything's the same about it except the quality." And he said, "We're going to have a discussion with him. I'm bringing my legal team." So there it goes. Will that change anything? The guy will probably nod and put it under the table. And when they leave, he'll start selling it again.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about something we like people to sell. And this comes from some intel from the dealer meeting for Buick GMC. It took place in Austin, Texas. And they were showing 2018 models, including a 2018 Buick Enclave, Regal GS, as well as the 2018 GMC Terrain. And then there was some talk about a Buick Regal Wagon. Which is sold in other parts of the world as a Vauxhall Opel Insignia. This is a nice-looking vehicle, and I think that would be a real plus for the folks at Buick. What do you think?
I think so, too. I like the fact that Buick is kind of the nervy division at GM. You know, they came out with their Cascada convertible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a full-size car, mm-hmm. four-door car with it. So, not a four-door car, but a four-seat car. And I would love them to reintroduce the wagon, which I still say makes much more sense overall than CUVs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's time. I just love the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I even like the Insignia name.
Well, they're talking about using Torex, Regal Torex, suggesting long roof touring and all-wheel drive with the X. They've already reported a trademark filing for that.
It's too close to Touareg.
Yeah, I agree. So... we'll have to see what happens there. Who knows? Could this start a whole trend of wagons coming back? We'll have to see about that. Hey, you and I talked about this a little bit in the open of Cruise Control Radio, but the Top Gear, the first episode with the new team, premiered. And it seems like the guy that everyone was touting as the main guy, Chris Evans, is the main problem people don't like about the show.
Well, he's just not right for
the show. He shouts, they say, and he's trying to act like Clarkson. As a matter of fact, he even did that head nodding thing and pulling on the steering wheel that Clarkson would do.
Well, that's right. Chris Evans himself is a very, very good radio commentator and a very amusing guy, but he's not a TV guy.
Well, British bookies are offering odds on Evans firing and the show's cancelization. cancellation, I should say. They were apparently Evans guaranteed 5 million viewers, and they didn't get that. So that's why you never guarantee anything.
What a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, they got 4.3 million. He went off on Twitter saying that the show's great and got into just firing off tweets about this. But people say he just shouts too much. He has no chemistry with anyone.
No.
And they just think he's wrong. You know, they had that. They're doing this thing now, too. I don't know if I like this, where they have the test track and they've gone off and made it sort of like a rally cross track where you go off road and there's a jump. I mean, you can't do that with all the cars. If you have a McLaren, you're not going to try to jump it through the air, although maybe you would.
Well, I've been known to do that, as you know. Actually, I will say what I really enjoyed was the thing with Bettina Schmidt.
Sabine
Schmidt. And she actually was driving so hard that she got the Top Gun Navy pilot sick.
That's right.
Believe me, for these guys to get sick pulling G forces
is a lot of work.
Is extraordinarily uncommon.
You want to know something? I think she should have a bigger role. I really do.
I think she should too. She's very likable.
Yep. We will be right back with more Cruise Control after this. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
That's Fred here.
Mm-hmm.
We are just, well, we've talked about the bad news in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Or the not so great news. We haven't mentioned Saab.
I know, and you're disappointed.
We have nothing to say about Saab.
They're waiting.
That's why we haven't mentioned it.
That company that bought them is waiting to bring the 9-3 back on its 25th anniversary.
I actually had a dream. I'm not kidding. I had a dream about a month ago that I woke up on a Saturday morning and I went out to get the paper. And the movement companies that bring us press cars had left a Saab in the driveway.
Les just does not like Saabs. Well, you used to. It's just that it's gone through so many iterations.
That's right.
You just think it's time for it to...
Well, you know, when something's dead, you bury it.
Mm. Well, what about dandelions? Do you bury
dandelions,
those?
I'm not real fond of dandelions.
How about if your tires were made of dandelions? And yes, this is our Talking Tech segment here on Cruise Control Radio. And it is from Continental Tire. They have a tire called the Taraxa gum, and it actually has dandelions in the sidewall, you know, dandelion representations. And that is... because it is made from dandelions. They have been looking, the team at Continental has been looking for an alternative source of natural rubber, and they've come up with dandelions. Now, it's a special kind of dandelion that they use for this, but they're easy to cultivate, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, whether you want to or not. Now, anybody that's ever played with dandelions as a kid, you squeeze the stem and this gooey, sticky, milky stuff comes out. That's essentially a form of latex.
Mm. Well, this is a Russian dandelion that they use. The growth cycle is only about 1 year, where the rubber tree has a 7-year harvest to, growth to harvest time frame. And they say this will be much greener than using natural rubber. Natural rubber can basically only be grown in areas around the equator. And then, of course, you have to ship it, and the production is slow. They say this will be a much greener tire, just as good as rubber. And you can grow a lot of dandelions. I just don't want to be the guy with the house next to the factory where they grow the dandelions.
That's right. You'd have to walk around in a mask all the time.
Yeah, and you would never have any kind of lawn whatsoever. Just go with all paver stones around your house because it's going to be covered with this stuff. But as you said, the roots of this dandelion species contain the natural rubber latex, meaning the supply would be steadier, the rubber supply, and easier to control, leading to greater price stability. It's much less sensitive to weather than the rubber tree. And, you know, I think this is a great idea. That I like how they're actually touting it with having dandelions, you know, the impression of a dandelion on the sidewalls. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
I like that. You know, again, it's a natural source. Mm-hmm. Not that a rubber tree isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a source that's much more convenient. You know, you could, anybody can grow, believe me, anyone can grow dandelions.
Yeah.
the hard part is not growing them.
These tires were tested during summer and winter conditions in proving grounds in Germany and Sweden, and they're very encouraging, and they're going to do some continued development efforts on the track. They hope to target this production of these within the next 5 to 10 years. And even if they were to substitute just a small amount of natural rubber to this dandelion derived rubber, I mean, think of the difference that would make. Could make tires less expensive, couldn't it?
It could. I don't know how much the processing comes in here.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is it allows companies making these things to become self-sufficient.
Yeah. And it makes sense, too, not having to transport the rubber from South America or West Africa, you know, for that. And I believe there's a lot of pollution involved in taking that natural rubber and making it into a tire, too, isn't there?
Well, there is. And, of course, it has created in the past political unrest. The roots of the Vietnam War go way back when Michelin had rubber plantations there.
Interesting. So we will have to see if our next tires are made from dandelions or maybe even something else. We'll have to see. Hey, here's something we can tell you about right now. You might not be able to buy those dandelion tires, but you can buy the 2017 Nissan GTR. We had a guest on from Nissan talking about the GTR not that long ago. And it's going to cost you $8,000 more, but it's a deal, and I'll tell you why. It's going to run $111,585. Now, that's more than $8,000 above the last year's price, but titanium exhaust, which was formerly a $12,000 option, is included. So you're actually saving money. I'm the salesman now. You're saving
That's right.
money. You can't turn this deal down.
Well, now, as you know, I sat in this car a week before last.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that the new one, even though it looks longer, it's not. It's the same length. It's very, very comfortable inside. This is a car that, forget about for a moment about the fact that it's a supercar,
mm-hmm.
astounding performance.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a car that you can, that is very refined and very nicely appointed inside and nice and comfortable inside. They've gone to tremendous lengths to make this a car that you would drive every day.
Mm. Well, if you want more power, and I know you'd opt for this, the next step up from the base model, which seems silly, which is the GTR Premium, the base model, the next step up would be the Black Edition. That'd be about $113,000. And then you step up to the Nismo Edition. Wow, I bet that is a hard-riding car.
Yeah, that's not something you'd want to drive every day.
Mm-hmm. That runs from $151,000 all the way up to $159,000. Pretty cool, though. Good-looking car. And as you say, nicely appointed inside. I had a chance to sit on the inside of it too. Just beautiful.
Beautiful. It really is beautiful. As opposed,
and you're getting a deal, Les. Yeah, it's only $8,000 more, but you get a $12,000 exhaust.
Exactly, which you don't see.
Exactly, but you can feel it. Gives you 20 more horsepower. So,
and you will never, ever, 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 ever have to replace the exhaust system. You know, people have forgotten in the old days. You know, we had to replace exhaust pipes about every 3 or 4 years.
That's true. It was a common problem, and you just don't see it anymore. You just don't see it anymore at all because they're stainless steel or titanium. If you have a fancier car,
wait. You know, titanium must have. I've got to check on the price of titanium.
It must have gone down.
It must have gone way down because back in the 70s, when it was strictly used for mostly fighter aircraft, it was $20,000 a pound.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's gotten a lot less expensive. And I'm sure there's various types of titanium, but
it's
gotten a lot less expensive. So cool stuff. You are listening to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We're glad you're along for the ride. You know, we do have that parking story coming up, Les, and we're going to tell you a little bit about an automated garage that just was built in Los Angeles. And then we're going to have a story. Well, it might infuriate some of our listeners. if you have anyone that's going to be upset, you know, they should be ready to walk out of the room.
Yeah.
Or put their fingers in their ear.
Well, you know, you just have to brace yourself for bad news.
you just, as long as you know it's coming. You know, it's not going to be bad. Hey, don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there, cruisecontrolradio.com. Been tweeting away during the show here, and we always like to see what's going on and who's out there. So if you want to shoot us a tweet, do so at cruisecontrolrad. That's CRUISECTRLRAD. And we will be right back with more Cruise Control Radio right after this. So stay tuned. Keep it dialed up. Keep yourself belted in. Fred Staub and Les Jackson, you're on Cruise Control. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com. Well, I'm a rolling daddy with a mean machine. It's gotta be it. Motor, it sure is clean. I'm a hot rod man. Yeah, I'm a hot rod man.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control. We're rolling the van up to NJ to talk about the AVSRS.
Okay.
Okay. We're talking about going to New Jersey.
Yeah, where they build this thing, Unitronics.
They build this thing. It's called the Automated Vehicle Storage and Retrieval System.
Yep. There's one in Hoboken, New Jersey. And now there's going to be one in West Hollywood. It's pretty cool. Yeah, if you watch the video of this, we should post a video up of it on our Facebook page, our Cruise Control Radio Facebook page. But it's pretty amazing. They get high-density storage of cars. And what happens, you walk in. You pull your car in, you're given instructions to pull up or move to the right or left, and then you lock your car up and you step out of this little stall where you're parked in. The computer rotates the car around, if you've ever seen how they lift cars with new model tow trucks, you know, those things come under the wheels,
right?
Like fingers, and they lift the car. And they move it up, and sort of if you could imagine if you ever had Hot Wheels or Matchboxes and you had a storage case for them where they're all in their little slot, that's how, kind of what it looks like. And the neat thing about it is if you needed, let's say, 200 parking spaces, it used to take a 10-story parking garage to fit all those cars in, the traditional parking garage where you would walk in. Now they can do it in a 4-story building because you don't need much of a height for the vehicles.
You don't need ramps and all that. You don't need
ramps and elevators and all that. I think it's pretty cool.
I think this is the future for sure.
Yeah.
It does take a little time to get your car, but on the other hand, so it does if you're driving, you know, 5 levels up in the parking garage.
I also think it's going to be better and your cars will get less scraped up. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's designed so that it keeps your car safe from being scratched. At the same time, it's actually very close to the next car.
Right.
Because you don't have to get out of it.
You don't have to get out of it. So, interesting. I think we're going to see a lot more of those, and because space is at a premium. And frankly, I mean, you don't need employees there at the garage, you know.
That's right. It could be a 24-hour operation.
Yeah. Now, here is the story that may infuriate some of our listeners. And it certainly shows a cultural difference. Earlier, we talked about China copying the Evoque, the Land Rover Evoque. Now, a large city in China has basically made these women-only parking spots. They painted them pink with a kind of a silhouette of a woman with a skirt. And they're extra large parking spots just for women. This is a city called Hangzhou.
I can't tell you the jokes that are in my brain that I can't.
Listen to this.
I can't say.
Pan Taitong, who is a service area manager, said the bigger parking spaces are for women drivers whose driving skills are not superb.
Oh,
he told
boy.
This to a newspaper. It's a humane measure. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
let's try that. Let's bring Pan over here and see if he can put that quote in a paper.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's bring Ted Nugent here and let him say something like that. This is, it is an interesting cultural thing. It definitely won't work here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we kid around all the time about Americans are physically bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of driver problems too, but you can't have a rule that says, you know, this seat is only for thin people.
Yeah. Well, people took to a Chinese social media site to blast the sexist parking spaces. They're about 1.5 times normal, above the size of a normal spot. I'd like one because I'd rather not have people slamming their doors into my car, you know?
Oh, well, yeah.
Only 8 of this guy's 361 parking spots are reserved for female drivers. Pan defended the practice, saying female drivers requested the spots, and if a woman feels more confident parking in another spot, they're welcome to do so. He also said each female spot only gets about 15 users a day.
Let's not just confine this to China. In Seoul, Korea,
mm-hmm.
the government painted 5,000 extra wide parking spots pink mm-hmm. for female drivers.
And in Germany.
And in Germany.
Oh, my gosh. 30%. Oh. Some locales require 30% of parking spots be female only.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Well, you know.
And I think it's very insulting.
Finally.
And finally. I love in the picture we have here that somebody's parked over the line of the.
Yeah, that's, of course, there you go. That's the. But finally, Americans are ahead of some other cultures in something.
Yeah.
we're so far behind in so many other ways that, you know, that at least we are a whole lot more.
We're equal opportunity Parkers.
Well, yes.
I just love the person over the line.
That's right. Notwithstanding that we bang into each other's doors and we park sideways and
I think I'll do my own talking tech here. I think there will be a system. I think there's already some talk about it where doors will not collide into each other. They'll have a sensor and they see it coming and then they'll just slow the door up and make it not go any further. It will control the door hinges.
I agree. I think that's coming soon.
Yeah. So because who hasn't been had their car damaged by I've had damage on two sides of my car from that.
Oh, sure.
You know, so we'll have to see. But imagine, I just imagine that would be like a good April Fool's joke here. And the furor it would start would be it would be like a forest fire, wouldn't
it?
Well,
you know, you see it, not the same thing, but you see it in a similar way at a lot of Target and stores like that, at least here, where the parking spaces close are not only are for handicapped, but pregnant or women or new moms.
I haven't seen that at
Target. Yes, and they're really marked. They're saying, you know, this space for pregnant or new mothers.
Interesting. You open up a whole can of worms when you start doing stuff
you
like
that. You sure do.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, we are on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Getting a lot of likes and a lot of follows. We appreciate that. You know, and we have another hour coming up of the show. Hopefully you get to listen to that because we're going to talk about, well, none other than the Takata airbag recall. And this time, it's affecting a very unique vehicle. It's the only one of its kind to have an airbag. We'll tease it with that. We're also going to talk about Elon Musk saying we're living in a giant computer game simulation. In other words, we're all living in it. That's his theory. We'll talk about it, or at least it's a theory he supports. So check that out. In the meantime, go over to cruisecontrolradio.com. As I said, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all there. Time for me to say, I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road. Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.